little David Bowie. And he joins us, Tom Shoup, joining us now.
Very nice.
Yeah, changes. Are we in for changes?
Some, yes. Are we in for a wholesale reorganization of government? That's going to be a very tough sell in a lot of different ways.
Well, and my first thought when I heard the president talk about it, and it's sort of gone a little bit unnoticed because we've all been focused on snowstorms, for goodness sakes,
yeah.
Or ice storms or power outages or whatever. So it didn't get, I think, quite the attention that it would if we had been focusing on it all week. But part of the challenge, I mean, we've seen government reorganizations before. Yesterday, we were talking to Steve Kelman about this, and he said, you know, the DOD seems to have finally gotten it right 60 years later. And I think he said it kind of tongue in cheek, but these are hard to do. These are big organizations as they are.
Yeah, they really are. And it's very difficult to rationalize them. And there's not often a big payoff from it. And, you know, when you go into these things, and all presidents seem to want to do this at some point in some form or another, you end up realizing that every agency, every program, every office in government has a set of defenders, and they're pretty strong defenders. And the concept of better organization, better management, actually has very few defenders, and so it tends to lose out when push comes to shove.
And so, how does one even start with this? Jeffrey Zients, I mean, I've talked to him both on and off the air, very smart guy, comes from the more business background. Where do you even begin?
I think they did make that clear this week that the trade and export agencies are where they want to start. And that makes sense to me to say, like, instead of just coming up with some grand scheme, we're going to say, we're going to look at these set of agencies. We think we can do a better job of promoting competitiveness. That's their big agenda item right now. And they've got a report from the Center for American Progress, which it's looking more and more as the blueprint for what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they're saying, that's where we want to strike out and do this. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that's where it actually ended, too, because, you know, it's a pretty thankless job to take on a thorough restructuring of government, which is what surprised me about the president going out so boldly in the State of the Union saying this is going to be a reorganization of the entire government, you know, to take it out of the age of black and white TV.
And there was the discussion that everybody remembers, of course, the salmon. And
yeah.
And it's interesting, as I've read, because I didn't frankly didn't know much about the salmon, but there are reasons why some of this ends up the way that it is, and they may not make perfect sense, but they weren't just, it wasn't just arbitrary. Somebody said, hey, this sounds really dumb, let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, and when you think about it a little, why should there be one agency that follows a salmon through its life cycle? You know, that doesn't really make more sense, or is necessarily more efficient, or requires less money, or requires less people necessarily than having different agencies look at different parts of, you know, be responsible for different things that affect salmon. And also, as I have to say, and I wrote a little bit about this, as anecdotes go, it's not, I mean, it was funny and he got a good laugh out of it, but, you know, back in the Clinton days, he used to have this great one about how frozen meat pizza was regulated by the Agriculture Department, and
right.
Frozen cheese pizza was regulated by the FDA, which I just, I mean, that's like, huh, why in the world would that be true?
Right.
Which is a little less so of the salmon
and story. And part of it also, I was thinking, you know, this is, in some of these issues, like we've seen with DHS, it's taken a long time to get to where you want it to be.
Right, and does anybody go out and say, well, that reorganization of DHS, that made everything better?
Yeah.
I mean, I really think the best case to be made for it is that it's not worse, and that, you know, certain parts of it are functioning well, but I don't think it doesn't cry out and say, this shows you what you can accomplish by doing a reorganization.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm very cognizant that this is the way we've always done things because that's generally not my take, but it's sort of like what is the goal here, I think is part of the question that I'm trying to ask.
Yeah. And that's what's sort of interesting to me is, you know, reorganization tends to be the refuge of people who in some cases are just trying to avoid the real issues at at the heart of the problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, effectiveness in tackling issues, that's what really matters. And what sort of surprises me about this is I think that's one of the things that Al Gore and Bill Clinton did when they did the whole reinventing government thing. They were pretty focused on not doing stuff related to reorganization. Basically, their view was reorganization is just, you know, you end up shuffling boxes around and having fights about that and things don't get accomplished. And they pretty much avoided that. There was a little bit of restructuring that they proposed, but they were mostly like, how do we come up with solutions to pressing problems and how do we get things done more effectively without spending as much money.
Yeah. The other challenge here, it seems to me, and I'll let you go after this, but Congress isn't reorganizing, and we've seen this particularly with DHS, where there's that great chart that shows the number of oversight agencies that DHS has to deal with. That's not getting streamlined anytime soon. And the way that money is given out to agencies isn't changing anytime soon. It's all stovepipe. So guess what? That's part of the reason why this all developed.
Yeah, right. And you really have to be cognizant of how Congress is structured and what Congress wants. I forget who I read this. I don't want to take credit for it because it was somebody else's insight. But
go ahead, take credit for it.
with DHS, you know, they ended up reporting to dozens of different congressional committees, and you can end up really.
I think it's like
really
54 or something like that. I don't have the number right in front of me, but it's some ridiculous amount.
Right, and if that ends up being the result of what you do, are you really ahead of the game? And if you're not taking that congressional structure into account, you're probably making a big mistake.
Yeah, well, during the break, I'll find the horrible graph that I found in one of the reports, that the GAO report, I believe, that was, and I'll post it right with this audio, so we'll have it right on our website. Are you prepared for the ice?
I guess as prepared as I can be. But we're a very telework-friendly organization.
Well, and that's a good question. You know what? Next week, let's talk a little bit about, because I'm sure there was a transition there and how you actually make. Can we talk a little bit about that next week?
Sure, absolutely.
Because I think it can be very challenging, and your lessons learned are probably relevant to anyone else. And I'm tired of talking about, well, people ought to do it, why don't they, and those kinds of things. So we'll talk about that next week with Tom Shoup. Tom Shoup, of course, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. Always read his blog, the Fed blog. You can find it. We have it linked up right there on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. A little more Bowie. It's a great song, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Tom, always a pleasure to have you here.
Great to be here, Chris.